summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the morning run continues. I'm Sharad Kutan, with me, Tan Chung Han. And on the line, we have Sagarika Chandra, Associate Director of Asia-Pacific Sovereigns at Fitch Ratings.
Good morning, Sagarika. All right, just want to start off with perhaps a sense as to the external sentiment on the Malaysian story. Judging by latest figures by Bank Negara, foreigners' holdings of Malaysian debt at its lowest in over 5 years. Yet, foreign reserves actually saw an increase as of March. What do you make of these indicators?
So in terms of external sentiment, we have seen some negative trends on that front since the end of last year in 2016. When investors sold off local government securities. But reserves have sort of stabilized at around $94 to $95 billion. Partly that is also explained by the fact that the exchange rate has been allowed to depreciate to taking the pressure which we are seeing from the outflows. From a credit standpoint, we still continue to see Malaysia's external finances as relatively strong. That is supported by its still strong net external creditor position, which is estimated at around 20% of GDP. That is far above the A median's 12%. And although current account surpluses have been falling, it's still a current account surplus country. So while at one level, the vulnerability of Malaysia's external finances will remain because of the high non-resident holdings of local government debt securities, we think that the flexible exchange rate and the fact that they still have a substantial FX reserve cover are actually are positive factors in its external profile.
Now let's consider the domestic fundamentals then, because this year's GDP growth expected to be higher than last year's 4.2%. You know, in your view, how much will domestic fundamentals offset these external vulnerabilities or external pressures on Malaysia's credit rating?
Right. So in terms of our key rating drivers, one of them is Malaysia's relatively resilient real GDP performance. At the end of 2016, for the 5 years ending, we had average real GDP growth at 5.1%. That's far above the A median's 2.9%. And we have long viewed the strong domestic demand factors supporting real GDP growth as a positive in the overall growth story as well as in the credit profile. So we do think that there is some counterbalance that's coming from the relatively strong domestic demand story, which is supported by private consumption spending and also government spending on some projects which are ongoing.
Now, also, the government has made significant strides in its fiscal consolidation efforts. You know, what do you think are the risks to this agenda?
So, for the moment, we are forecasting a continued consolidation on the fiscal front. We still expect the federal government deficit to narrow further in 2017 to about 3% of GDP as per the budget from 3.1% in 2016. Of course, the risk to fiscal finances would be if there is a slippage in fiscal discipline or broader public finances, which then has an impact on the overall federal government debt or deficit ratio. But for the moment, we are not really seeing those risks in our forecast. It is something we are monitoring, and it is one of our rating sensitivities for Malaysia. But just on our own forecast, we're expecting a slight increase in the federal government debt to GDP ratio, which is expected to go up to around 53% of GDP, just above 53% of GDP by 2018. But we still expect it to stay within the 55% of GDP debt ceiling.
Now, speaking about other risks, last year Fitch cited concerns about unresolved issues at 1MDB. Have there been any developments on that front to sway those concerns, either positive or negative?
So we still continue to view 1MDB as a closed but yet informal contingent liability for the sovereign. And since the last review, there have been no major changes that have changed our view. But just to mention, the unresolved issues with 1NDB also highlight weakness in governance standards in Malaysia, which we think, which we have always said is a weakness, but it's also factored into our rating at the current level.
Now, let's end with this. And our general election slated by next year here in Malaysia, how much will political stability weigh on your outlook for Malaysia?
Right. So in terms of our rating sensitivities, we do think that political stability is an important rating driver. So in that context, we would be monitoring the elections to see if it bodes well for political stability and therefore on economic policy making. So we will be monitoring the elections in that context.
Thank you so much for your time and your insights there. That was Sagarika Chandra, Associate Director, Asia Pacific Sovereigns at Fitch Ratings. And now Chuang speaks to Dodge Dorland in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.